Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to hear the difference between who's and whose, there and there, and your and your. English is one of the most difficult languages for non-native speakers to learn, and one of the reasons is because of words like the contraction whose, W-H-O apostrophe S, for who is or who has, and whose, the possessive case of who used as an adjective, spelled W-H-O-S-E, but which looks like it should be pronounced whose, which sounds like the plural of the voice command to stop a horse. Last week I played Who's Who Are You, along with some other Who's songs, but here's a set of rapidly rotating about Who's, W-H-O apostrophe S, beginning with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra.
Can be the the mailman, the coal man, the iceman, they ain't been here today. Can be the grocer, the butcher, the baker, they don't knock that way. If my sweetie's there outside, my arms, my heart are open wide. Who's that knocking at my door?
Thank you. Who's your turtle dove? Who's your little who's-it? And who do you love? Button-dot-da-da, who's your little what's-it? Boom-bop-da-da, that you're dreaming of. Who's your little who's-it? And who do you love?
Tell me who has you a-flutter whenever they're passing by.
Melts your heart like butter. Oh me, oh, boom, oh my, say, when you get the blueses, ooh, who you thinking of? Who's your little who's-it? And who do you love?
Vic Irwin and his orchestra with the Eaton Boys providing the vocal on Who's Your Little Who's-This from a Banner 78 waxed November 27, 1931. Ben Burney and Al Gehring composed the music and Walter Hirsch wrote the lyrics. Who's Your Little Who's-This is in the 1932 picture Night World, where it was choreographed by Busby Berkeley. Before that it was Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Who's Blue Now, written by Irving Caesar and Joseph Meyer. That recording is from February 14, 1928, and was preceded by the University Six, who wanted to know Who's That Knocking at My Door? Who's That Knocking at My Door was written by Gus Kahn and Seymour Simon, and the vocalist on that August 31, 1927 recording was Arthur Fields. We began that Who's set with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Look Who's Here from October 2, 1925. Look Who's Here was composed by Ken Whitmer with the lyrics by Raymond Clagas. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It just drives me crazy when I see there, T-H-E-R-E, written when it's supposed to be there, T-H-E-I-R, and vice versa. So we're going to have two sets of there songs. The first set, T-H-E-R-E. So there.
There goes love in action, yes siree, there goes the one for me. Just look at that smile, sir, just look at that dial, sir. Gosh, oh gee, what personality. Watch her pass in review, is that class I'm asking you? She's the top from head to toe, and how she shows it. There goes my attraction, there goes satisfaction, yes siree, there goes the one for me. Mm-hmm.
caught a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
Thank you. Everybody in the land would dearly love to lead a band, but how to make a start? Well, that's the snag. First you find a well-known street where all the best musicians meet. If you follow what I say, it's in the bag. Take a little bit of trumpet, then you add a trombone. Party-da with the rhythm, and you got something there. Take a little bit of teamwork, then your three saxophones. Party-da with the rhythm, and you got something there. That's the secret of Goodman, oh how he makes you swing. He bends them and sends them with that certain thing. Oh, then you mix a bit of vibro with the hot clarinet. Everyone will declare when you go on the air that you got something there. Then you add some comedy, just like a silly symphony. Bassoons and whistles made of tin, and farmyard noises all thrown in, like the clucking of the chickens and the mooing of the cow. Play a tune upon your whistle, and this'll make you laugh. Then you take the old harmonica, let him play a few bars. Then the bark of a dog on the road with some sheep that is followed by cars. Then you get the boys to swing it, let it go with a flare.
We started off that there set with Jack Shulkret, Nat's younger brother, directing American Record Corporation studio musicians, including Artie Shaw on clarinet, on There Goes My Attraction, written by Al Nyberg, Jerry Levinson, and Boyd Bunch. The vocalist on that July 31, 1936 recording was Larry Stewart. Next was a wonderful record with the Midnight Minstrels, a Stan Greening outfit with Tom Barrett vocalizing on Them Their Eyes from January 22, 1931. Them Their Eyes was written by Maceo Pinkard, Doris Tauber, and William Tracy. It was first recorded by the Gus Arnheim Orchestra and is sung in the 1931 Hal Roach comedy short Let's Do Things by Zazu Pitts and Thelma Todd. Next it was Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band and another terrific record, Walter Donaldson's There Must Be a Silver Lining from May 24, 1928. We finished up with another British band, that of Jack Hilton, with Sam Brown taking the vocal honors on You Got Something There, recorded February 1st, 1938. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. There, T-H-E-R-E, are lots of records with there in the title. There, T-H-E-I-R, not so much. Thank you.
need happiness ahead. Sweetheart, I see your happiness ahead.
People sure does make me tar. A mouthful of gimme, a handful of much obliged. Well, I dreamed last night my bed was a falling down. I dreamed last night my bed was a falling down. Nothing but the bed bug can make another ass go down. Almost over and we sure will take a ride. Storm is almost over, sure will take a ride. If you hear me play anymore, finish on the other side. Gonna treat you mean, treat you clean. Anyway, honey, get to be your solid dog. Solid dog, you solid dog, you solid dog, you solid dog. He's solid dog. I don't care for nobody, nobody cares for me. If you want to, honey, one more chance on me. Gonna treat you mean, treat you clean. Ain't a way, honey, good to be, that's all at all. What's your name? Little Lady Jane. What's your name? Little Lady Jane. Gonna treat you mean, treat you clean. Anyway, honey, good to be your solid dog. I don't care for nobody, nobody cares for me. If you want to, honey, one more chance on me.
Well, there's the only vintage record I could find with there in the title, T-H-E-I-R, Bedbugs Making Their Last Go-Round. The artist credited on the label of that June 22, 1928 Conqueror 78 was Oscar Craver, but it was actually Bird Moore, born William B. Moore in Blackwater, Virginia in 1899. He rambled around Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee playing guitar and singing, and also working as a barber. He recorded prolifically between 1928 and 1932, primarily as a sideman, but also as Bird Moore's hotshots for Columbia. He gave up music in the 40s due to ill health and reportedly died in 1949. So, if that was the only record I could find with there in the title, what were those other ones I played? Well, we started off with Mike Riley and Eddie Farley and their Onyx Club Boys, who were looking for love on September 26, 1935. Mike Riley and Eddie Farley wrote Looking for Love. They were followed by the Pickens Sisters and their orchestra, and a very sweet record, Happiness Ahead, from October of 1934. Now just try and name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to hear the Pickens Sisters and Bird Moore at all, let alone in the same set, other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. What makes me crazier than the fact that some people don't know the difference between T-H-E-R-E and T-H-E-I-R is that the schools apparently consider their misuse to be insignificant grammatical errors. Anyway, for this segment of the show, your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, going to hear some your Y-O-U-R songs. Here's the Blue Rhythm Orchestra.
Thank you. and the folks around the shanty. And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's your father and your mother and the brother I could smother? And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's the cooking and the washing and the plumbing coming along? Is the coffee that you're making just as strong as your love for me? How's your uncle and his missus and the folks who count our kisses? And incidentally, baby, how are you?
The Troubadours, directed by Nat Shelkert, with Chick Bullock providing the vocal on How's Your Uncle from September 3, 1931. How's Your Uncle was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh and was introduced by Francis Langford and Bobby Gillette in the Broadway musical revue Shoot the Works, which opened at George M. Cohan's Theater on July 21, 1931 and ran until October 3. You hear a portion of Edwin J. McAnally's Take Your Tomorrow occasionally in IDs for the show, but before How's Your Uncle, you heard a version by Jackson and his Southern Stompers. That was from a 7-inch Marathon 78 made in September of 1928 and is probably actually Charlie Johnson. We began with the Blue Rhythm Orchestra, including June Clark on trumpet and Buster Bailey on clarinet and soprano sax, and Keep Your Temper, from a Pathé 78 waxed October 29, 1925. For this last segment of the show, you're going to hear some YOURE, your songs, starting with the Piccadilly Players.
Your lips, they answer all. they seem to say. Just cuddle closer, don't say no, sir, baby doll. You've got those charms that simply made me fall. You better let me take you, someone else might break you, 'cause you're just a baby doll.
Thank you. hope you care for me. Listen to my pleading, you're the one I'm needing. I love you so sincerely. At last I've met my fate. I'm glad that I could wait until I found someone like you. For you're the one I care for. You're the one I'm there for. I hope you care for me.
We started this final segment of the show with the Piccadilly Players, the Edison House Band led by Melville Morris, and You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll. That diamond disc will be having its 83rd birthday in 6 days, having been recorded on May 23rd, 1928. Next, it was Jack Purvis and his orchestra with a Jack Purvis composition, When You're Feeling Blue. That Parlophone 78 was waxed on May 1st, 1930. Earlier, we heard the Midnight Minstrels, but after Jack Purvis, we heard Glenn Litsky's Midnight Serenaders, Midnight spelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E. That was You're the One I Care For, with Glenn Litsky himself providing the vocal. That Broadway 78 was waxed in Grafton, Wisconsin, in December of 1930 by the New York Recording Laboratories. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.